Boutros, Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to Bob Marley.
But rhyming for me comes so naturally. I grab the microphone, I make no apologies. What's that music you're playing? Little soul reggae rap, who you fooling? Unsure really trying to be black. Well, this music comes straight from my heart chakra. From Run DMC to a Charlie Parker. Cause I can do almost anything, and you can do almost anything. Busted out of the womb, we start out perfect. Erase our fear and doubt, and now we gotta relearn it. I can do almost anything, and you can do almost anything. Busting out of the womb, we start out perfect. Erase our fear and doubt, and now we gotta relearn it.
Yeah, it's true, it's not a boast. Zoo, 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 in the studio on Sunshine Coast.
You know, kid, you could sing like Marvin Gaye. You know, I can freestyle to the media like Cassius Clay. Rock a cook, Cafe du Soleil like Cab Calloway. But I keep a brush like Liza Minnelli and Cabaret. Flying for Memphis for my kids' B-Day. By helicopter, surge like a doctor. It's a dumb deal. I can play rock and roll in those high school gyms. Play the devil's music list with the gospel hymns. You gon' be a trooper, you gonna spend some time with your kid. My man today, that's exactly what I did. I'm young, gifted, still reading Jack Kerouac. I kick it with free flow, cause kid. Anything, I got my mind on focus when I be walking through my city, never knowing what's going on, and I'd like to make a change, staying true to my name. He slip is up in his game. I can talk to a girl, mage with my crew, master the stage, drinking and drinking with my crews on the west coast, east side, making music every night, walking to a party ride, flowing with the people's vibe. C to the R, back to the Avery, he rocks on the track, he lay your flat on your back, and frequently, with free flow, we go sing, yeah, cause we can do almost anything.
We can do almost anything. Good evening and welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say for January the 14th.
Good memory.
I'm Christian.
I'm Fleur. Welcome to the show.
And we've got a pretty great show for you tonight. Just to start things off, we had Free Flow with I Can Do, and they're actually going to be on the program tonight.
Yes, they are. It's very exciting. It's our first Are You Aware mixtape, and I might have mentioned this before, and if I haven't, I apologize. What we are wanting to do over the next few months, and you know, however long Are You Aware stays on the radio, we want to invite bands to come in and give us a mixtape. We ask them to choose three songs that inspire them to be involved in social justice and making a difference in the world, and they get to choose one of their own songs that reflects their sentiments around what causes they are involved in or how they perceive the world and things like that.
Yeah, we're very excited to have Free Flow on the program. They're a local Vancouver band, and we'll probably have them in here in about 15 or 20 minutes.
We're hoping around 6:30 they'll come in and chat to us and tell us about what's been going on in the Free Flow world and
what's been inspiring them lately.
Yes, and talking about their songs and why they chose the songs and you know, just geeking it up music style. It's gonna be great.
So stick around. We're gonna have a lot of fun with them. And I know Fleur wanted to talk a little bit about some things that have been going on out there in the world.
Yeah,
specifically Haiti.
What a crazy week, huh?
Yeah, very crazy.
It's I mean, I'm sure everybody's been on the news and seen what's going on in Haiti right now. There was a 7.0
on the Richter scale.
Huge earthquake. Monday or Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
Whenever it was, it doesn't matter. It's happened now. And they relief is finally coming to Haiti. Yeah. It's taken a couple of days for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
What I read this afternoon from the latest Red Cross reports.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really hard to gauge how many people are dead from it, but their estimates right now are between 45,000 to 50,000.
Yeah, that's an astounding number.
Especially when you think about there's only 3 million Haitians.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, talking to my friend about it last night, like I can't even fathom. I mean, they were saying on the TV last night that the whole country has been literally obliterated.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine Australian being obliterated by an earthquake.
Like,
it's unfathomable.
Yeah, it's crazy. I also heard that Obama was sending troops from the U.S. in and actually even asked George W. Bush and Clinton if they would actually get involved and do some fundraising actually towards the effort.
Wow.
I know. So,
I have more faith in Clinton over Bush, but that's just my own
personal. It just goes to show what kind of a disaster that is when you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, and the other thing that we were watching last night on the TV was that they were saying that every Haitian is affected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their homes have been destroyed, they've lost family and friends. I don't know the name of the Governor General of Canada, but she is Haitian.
Michelle Jean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
there
cool.
you go.
That'll sound good.
Yeah.
We were watching her last night, and it was just devastating to see, you know, how emotional she was. And she spoke in Creole to Haitians about just, you know, like having strength and, you know, there is support coming and things like that.
Yeah.
So quickly, before we go on to our next song, I just wanted to put a shout out to a couple of organizations that are trying to raise money for the Haitian earthquake relief. I just got an email today from work, through my work email, around the Salvation Army in Canada are now taking text donations. So it's made it so easy. You don't even have to ring
up. Step into the new age.
I know.
Text messaging.
So for text donations in support of the Haitian earthquake disaster, or the Haiti earthquake disaster relief fund, to make a $5 donation, you can text Haiti, so that's Haiti, to the number 45678. That's 45678. That's so all you have to do is text Haiti, Haiti, and that will make a $5 donation to the Salvation Army. Also, World Vision is launching their Haiti disaster relief tomorrow. And so to donate $10 to World Vision, you can text WORLD to 45678. So it's either Haiti or WORLD to 45678, and you can make a $5 or $10 donation.
Yeah, so if you want to get involved and help out what's just happened in Haiti with a little bit of money. All it takes is a dollar or two, whatever you can spare. And it'll go to a great cause, obviously.
And the other thing I just wanted to say, I was looking on the internet today, and the Canadian government has pledged to match Canadian dollars, like Canadian government dollars to Canadian donations from the public. So that's a huge incentive,
little incentive
for you
to donate
guys
more.
To donate, right? Yeah, because, I mean, they need, not only do they need clothing and food and stuff, but they also need money to get the people there for the search teams and the relief efforts and stuff like that.
For sure. All right. Well, you know, it's tough to move on after that, talking about such a downer kind of, but I hope we've made you know, people out there aware of that. It's all over the news, so I'm sure you've heard about it already. Mm-hmm. But next song, we're playing some Common. I know Fleur's a big fan of his.
I like
We're playing a track from his album called Finding Forever, and it's called The People. And Common actually has established his own charity called the Common Ground Foundation. And their mission is to serve as an inspiration for equality, opportunity, and hope among youth in underserved communities. So their foundation is committed to empowering youth, mainly in urban neighborhoods, and providing life skills needed to achieve their dreams. So I think a great mission.
And a very sharp dressing, good looking vegan, if I might say so.
Oh, there you go.
And talented.
There you go. So here is Common with The People on Are You Aware?
For unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found a new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people and the struggle of the brothers and the folks. The lovers of the dope, experiment to discover hope, scuffle for notes. The rougher I wrote, times was harder. Went from rock starter to the voice of a martyr. Why white folk focus on dogs and yoga? My people on the low end trying to ball and get over. Lyrics are like liquor for the fallen soldier. From the bounce to the house, it's all our culture. Every day we hustling, trying to get them customers. Law, we ain't trusting them. Thick bras, we busting them. Sick and tired of punching it. I look on the bus at them. When I see them struggling, I think I'm touching them. Unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found a new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. The people said that I was sharp on TV at the Grammys. Though they tried to India, I read me. Got backstage and I bumped into Stevie. He said, no matter what, the people gon' see me. Can't leave rap alone, the streets need me. Hunger in their eyes is what seemed to feed me. Inside peace mixed with beef seemed to breed me. Nobody believed until I believe me. On the rise, doing business with my guys. Business realized, music affected lives. A gift from the skies to be recognized. I'm keeping my eyes on the people, that's the prize. For unsung hero, riding in the Rego, trying to stay legal. My daughter found Nemo, I found the new primo. Yeah, you know how we do it for the people. From Inglewood to a single hood in Botswana, I see the iron we my yours is my trauma. Standing in front of the judge with no honor, my raps ignite the people like Obama. The karma of the streets is needs and takes. Sometimes we find peace in beats and breaks, with the bang in the back so the seats can shake. Rebel Cadillac music for the people's sake.
About the feeling. one problem where I live forever. I've got just a short time to see. The modern man, evolutionary betrayer. Modern man, ecosystem destroyer. Modern man, destroyer self and shame. Modern man, pathetic example of Earth's organic heritage. When I look back at things, when I ponder and ask why, I see my ancestors been with careless abandon, assuming eternal supply. Modern man, pathetic example of Earth's organic heritage. Just a sample of carbon makes wastage. Just a fucking tragic epic of you and I.
Has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
So that last track was The Deers, White's Only Party, kind of an interesting track. I really like the sounds of it. That's, I think, one of Fleur's faves. She really liked that and wanted to play it on the show.
Yeah, and it's from the album called Gang of Losers. And when I was doing my research for The Deers, I mean, they're pretty much a Canadian institution now, right?
Yeah, most definitely. I'll agree with that.
And so they do good work with the Yellowbird Project, which we've talked about on many an occasion here. And also I found a quote, I don't know, it was in Wikipedia, so I don't know if we can validate that.
Of course we can.
They said the Deers' powerful live shows have been described as, in quotes, the sonic equivalent of seeing the face of God.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a huge, very huge statement, I would say.
I know, so I need to see them now because I want to see if I do see God.
Yeah, I would doubt that, but you know what? You got to try it out.
I know. You got to give props for eloquence, I guess.
Yeah. Before that was Bad Religion with Modern Man from their 1990 album called Against the Grain. A classic punk rock group that Fleur's laughing right now. I was playing air guitar during that song. They are very eloquent as well. Most of their lyrics are very very well written. The lead singer, Greg Graffin, actually has a PhD from Cornell University and is actually currently a professor at the University of California. So their lyrics
are... Like the coolest professor in the universe.
Yeah, probably. Their lyrics are very articulate and politically charged, and it's definitely one of the reasons why I like them. And I think they're making a statement with that song about modern man and what we're doing to the world. So
can I be naive about punk and ask you a couple of Bad Religion questions?
Oh, putting me on the spot, are you?
How long have they been together?
1980.
Oh, wow. So like 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah, verging on 30 years.
And
I think they're looking to, actually, I think they're going into the studio, I read, pretty soon to put out another album for next fall. So I don't know. They have a lot of albums, like maybe 18 albums out or so. And they're often credited, actually, with leading the punk rock revival of the, I guess, the early 80s and 90s as well. So love them.
They were good. I had fun. I was dancing.
Fleur got excited. So.
I got excited. And can I just say, Christian's brilliant at air guitar.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Up next, another band that I actually really love. It's Rancid with a great track from their new album called Let the Dominoes Fall that just came out in 2009. The song's called Civilian Ways. And it's a great song about... kind of like a soldier coming back from war. So there's a good story to it. Take a listen to it. And they've actually just been involved in a benefit concert to benefit the Tony Hawk Foundation. And the mission of the Tony Hawk Foundation is to build skate parks for youth in kind of similar to Commons Charity in underprivileged urban environments. So try to get the kids away from gangs and you know, that side of things and into a skate park to do something kind of constructive, I guess, with their time and energy. So.
And for those of you who don't know who Tony Hawk is, I know who it is, but
there
maybe
you go.
Our listeners don't.
Yeah, go for it.
He's a professional skateboarder from the 90s, maybe?
Yeah, and still one of the best known skateboarders.
Okay.
I think he was the first to ever do like a 900 or something in the half pipe.
Okay.
Those X
What's
Games.
What's a 900?
We'll talk about it later.
Wasn't he on The Simpsons as well?
I think he was, actually.
Wow. Good Look
one.
At me.
Yeah. So here's Rancid with Civilian Ways from Let the Dominoes Fall on Are You Aware on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
1, 2, 3, 4. Steel on my rifle as I dream of foreign lands, and I promise. promise myself I will cherish every moment I can. But there's ghosts that follow me around everywhere I am. When I say goodbye, I try to be strong. Now I'm going back to the U.S. where I belong. When I walk down the street, now I'm shaking hands with everyone that I meet. And I watch everyone, I'm wondering what they see. So William Ways on now, what's falling to me? For long term, I left this place in 2003. Maybe never forget the sacrifices my friends made for me.
CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Welcome to Are You Aware Mixtapes. It's the first session.
I know. Thank you. We have Free Flow in the studio.
Whoa. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Jason and Simon from Free Flow. Welcome, welcome.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
How has your days been? You got here
very
okay?
Very wet.
I know.
Yeah, it's wet out there.
It's been an interesting week of landscaping.
Oh, God, you're all thin.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Spend a lot of time outside.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Making the world greener.
Well, hey, that's awesome. Yeah. Good for you. Can you tell us a little bit about Free Flow, I guess, for those people out there that don't know Free Flow?
Well, we are actually about to have our 10-year anniversary show coming up.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
So, unbelievable. Yeah,
so that is amazing.
Having said that, we've been together for about 10 years. Kept pretty busy. We've had a bit of a lineup change. Started off as a 5-piece band, grew to 6, and we've sort of downsized to 4 these days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although our keyboard player is coming back for our 10-year anniversary show, which we're pretty excited about. So,
and that's at the Backstage Lounge.
The Backstage Lounge on Friday, January 29th.
Cool.
Excellent.
Yeah, with guests are Red Eye Empire. They're also playing.
Awesome.
There's a connection with Free Flow and Red Eye Empire.
Yeah, we share drummers.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We share a drummer.
He's a bit of a slut, our drummer,
actually. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, a musical slut.
You're like, awesome. Ooh, slut defamation.
He's actually married and has a child. Very happy, but no. Musically.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ryan, if you're listening to this.
Yeah. He drums around.
Yeah. He definitely drums around.
He's a busy, busy guy, I guess. Cool.
I've actually seen both you and Red Eye Empire, and honestly, awesome show, wicked, high energy, lots of fun. So everyone should come down to the Backstage Lounge on the 29th.
Yeah,
it's gonna be Friday.
Yep, it's Friday.
Where can people get tickets?
It'll just be tickets at the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. In the last 10 years, do you have a show that sticks out in your mind that? Like, that's a while to be together. Is there a show that sticks out in your mind that's a fave for you guys?
Probably opening for Michael Franti.
Probably. Yeah.
Wow.
Which was
that's awesome.
A 420 show, April 20th.
Yeah.
2 years ago. Yeah. Up in Whistler, big outdoor show.
Yeah.
Set up by the gondola. Yeah. TELUS World Ski and Snowboard Festival that they put on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was Michael in bare feet up there?
Yeah, of course.
It's freezing.
Yeah. They have heaters, but they don't really point at your feet.
Yeah.
They're sort of more pointing at your fingers so you can keep playing. It was a very cold day as well, too. Yeah.
So did he make a big impression on you guys? Did you get to interact with him at all, or was it kind of...
A little bit. His
van, actually. It was funny because they had this big bus, which was their green room, all fancy. We actually got to go inside and check it out. And meanwhile, they put us in this, like, little shack. So I was like, wow, this is what to make it, you get the bus.
Yeah.
If you're the opening act, you get the shack.
Yeah.
That's
with
hilarious.
A fan heater or something.
Yeah. Wow, that's huge, though. Opening for Michael Franti. I'm pretty impressed. I'm a big fan of his. Saw him at the Malcolm Bowl a couple years back.
Yeah.
So
he's great.
That's amazing.
Is he nice?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. His feet are really dirty, but he's ridden this.
No, you're like, you need a pedicure? Yes? Yeah, thanks.
So Michael Franti, he's a pretty inspirational artist. I know he gives back, in many different ways. And I know you guys kind of share that in common with him. You guys have been involved. I know you've got your Music for Change t-shirt on right now.
Woo!
I know you guys have been involved with a number of different charities, and that's obviously one of the reasons why we have you on the show tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about the things that you support and kind of some charities that you guys have been involved with over the last couple of years?
Yeah, well, obviously Music for Change, we brought that up. We played a great show. What was it? Wasabi Collective and Hey Ocean. Yeah. That was a great night. Went off really well. That was at the venue, was it?
What was the plaza?
The plaza. Yes. Yeah.
Now the venue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done the AIDS Walk for Life twice.
Yeah.
In the summer we did the opening for the Central Valley Greenway with, I don't know if you guys are aware of this bike/pedestrian walkway that goes all the way from Vancouver to New Westminster.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And they had this official opening for it. It's a really cool, actually, and I got to ride along it, sort of do the, because one of my friends was setting it, help coordinate things there, and it's really, really cool. And you sort of weave in and out of, I've never even been, I mean, I've never really been to New West, but... should be admitting that, but wow, it's a great place, especially getting there by bicycle.
It's
a mini break.
Unbelievable.
Do you guys bike a lot around? Is that your main mode of transportation?
Me, I bike to work. I bike to work today.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
you are a brave man.
Yeah,
very brave man.
Yeah, no, that's my main mode of transportation. Yeah. So
cool.
So as a band, I mean, you've talked about Oxfam's Music for Change, you've talked about AIDS Walk for Life, and the bike what was it called again?
The Central Valley Greenway.
Central Valley Greenway. So that's, are your, like, what are causes close to your heart? Is it, like, development and AIDS and, like, environmental stuff, or are you...
Well, for me, I was just in Africa last winter, and oh, I worked on an orphanage there, and I've done a bunch of other work. So for me, that's where my heart is. I mean, I also am kind of a pseudo environmentalist as well, but I think my I was lucky enough to go to Africa twice, and so I've
amazing. Most people don't get to go once.
Yeah,
twice. Wow. And yeah. both times were you building or involved with the orphanage?
Well, no. The first time I went, I was working with in a school.
Oh, okay.
And doing some teaching. But wow. and the second time, yeah, I was working at an orphanage. So
wow. Yeah. Very, very neat. Very neat.
Yeah.
So about your mixtape, I know the first song we were going to play that you guys wanted to play is Otis Redding, Change is Going to Come. Is there a reason, or who picked this one, and maybe why is this, or how does this inspire you, or can you guys answer that?
Well, it was me that picked this one, and I just love Otis Redding. I mean,
yeah.
being a vocalist, and I just, you know, and this song is one of those that the message in the song is, it's this message of hope and inspiration, and I just think whenever I hear it, it's one of those songs that gives me chills.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't know, and I just think, because the beauty of Otis is that he is, you can just, his emotion is just running through his voice, and that's why I think for me this song's been covered so many times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
it is a great song,
and this one just,
and Otis Redding does it best, right?
Yeah,
I think from the versions that I've heard,
I think that's a consensus in the room.
Yeah. so here is Otis Redding with Change is Gonna Come, and it's Free Flow's first track for their mixtape on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. Maybe not. We're having some technical difficulties here. So why don't we play their second song? And now that we've just talked about Otis Redding, how about Chaos, Love Song? Whose choice was that?
We both liked Chaos. Love Song was my pick of his. I think he's someone. We also wanted to pick at least one Canadian artist. I think he's got someone with a very strong, positive outlook. You know, very well. I'm not saying well spoken, but he's. He's very, I don't know, very positive energy and has a lot to say.
Yeah, this is a great song, great album too.
Yeah,
Joyful Rebellion.
And I think about Chaos too. That I like is he's often, his songwriting is about this need of, it's because something I can relate to, kind of asking those big questions, right?
Yeah,
and sort of in that very cathartic journey of trying to figure out really what's,
yeah,
you know, what is going on.
And, yeah. Definitely.
That was Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We love Marvin Gaye.
Yeah. Well, here's Chaos with Love Song, and we'll work on the Otis Redding for you. So cool. Enjoy this for the time being.
It's a sonic. Damn, it feels good to have people up on it, but I'm just a fool playing with the master's tools, learning how to break the rules of this record company. Cool hallucination. I see with my eyes, but my heart's telling me lies. Why do I fantasize? Why am I telling lies to the people from the stage, pretending it's all good when inside there's fire and rage? 'Cause I can't understand how a man lives off the life of another man. Trying to pimp the universe, that's a joke. I stay rocking the boat down on my last note. It's murder, she wrote. Assassination vocabulary. I see your termination is heavily necessary. I should've known they do it for Forbes alone. I do it to break the walls. If I fall off, then let me know, people. It's funny how life can go. First you ride high, then you might lay low. Don't get high off your own supply. Someone said first before a fall comes by. This is my message to the world. Just trying to reach every boy and girl. Not trying to say if it's right or wrong. Just, you know what, I love y'all. lyrical optometrist with 20/20 vision. I serve my rhymes like my granny used to serve provision. Chaotical, amniotical fluid. The rap druid, this fluid. Yeah. In the art of onomatopoeia. Metaphysical, microscopic topic dropper. When I was a kid, I wanted roller skates and a bike chopper. But alas, pop, pop, never thought to keep me in style. That's why I'm schizophrenic now. So God bless the child that has his own. The harvest we reap is what we sow. Chrome microphone, shoot it towards the dome of computer digital clones. Yeah. Mimic philosopher's stone, seeing the styles they own when they bite like micro grounds. Feeling sounds ill. What? Relationship is a mirror that you see yourself within, and the picture is clearer. That's why I'm on the scene with a mic like Ernesto Guevara. While they exploit the lights like Geraldo Rivera, they just. It's funny how life can go. First you ride high, then you might lay low. Don't get high off your own supply. Someone said first before a fall comes by. This is my message to the world. Just try to reach every boy and girl. Not trying to say if it's right or wrong.
Yeah,
this is just a love song. It's easy not to care what people say. It's harder to pretend to try. Cause they can only love you from yesterday. I'm looking at the now, they pose high. I'm just a man who's walking. They stand around and keep talking. They tried to clip my wings, but wisdom kills so many things. Say it again. I'm just a man who's walking. They stand around and keep talking. They try to clip my wings, but wisdom says so many things to love. This is my message to the world. Not trying to say if it's right or wrong. This is just a love song. It's funny how life can go. Don't get high.
My knees. It's been a time.
was still labor to try to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it is. Just like I said, I went to my little bitty brother. Oh, my little brother. I asked my brother, brother, help me. Oh, that. He turned me down, and then I go to my little mother. My dear mother, oh, that. I thought I was still able to try to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gotta go. It's been so long, a little too long, but the change.
Think it might have started.
We're really technically.
We're not having much luck with Otis Redding. So, yeah, did you want to back announce that one, Simon? And
the Otis Redding?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was.
We finally got it to play.
Why don't you take that one away?
This change is going to come, Otis Redding. Yeah, I hope you felt that because I sure did.
I did. I felt it.
It's a great, great song. So we're back on Are You Aware mixtapes with Free Flow. Just chatting a little bit about what's been going on with them over the last 10 years and the involvement that they've had in various community events and such.
I have a question. Was it hard to choose your mixtapes? When I sent you the premise of mixtapes, were you like, what is she talking about? Or was it just
It was
like,
difficult. It made you have a bit of a different, you know, look. It was a different way to look at your music library,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the premise. It was actually quite fun getting together. We sort of had a glass of wine and did a lot of humming and hawing, and yeah, took a little while to come up with our mixtape, actually.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Who didn't make the cut?
Who didn't make the cut?
Who didn't make the cut?
Everyone else.
The entire musical universe.
Jeez, I'm trying to think. It was kind of a blurry evening.
Too much wine.
So it was more than one glass of wine.
Cool.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, you know what? I mean, the classic thing is, I think what really got me into sort of listening to like more conscious music was Bob Marley, but it's almost too cliche to say, oh, let's play. But it's, I mean, I still listen to Bob Marley,
mm-hmm.
And his stuff's getting constantly remixed now, so it's, you know, it's, but it's almost, I dare to say trite, but not trite. But he really, at a very young age, I was like, wow, this guy's actually got something to say. And mm-hmm. So I was hooked. I think that's what was my first foray and kind of getting into more conscious music. So,
yeah.
Yep. Simon, do you have anyone?
Well, I think one person, not so much that didn't make the cut, it was actually that we overlooked him and thought about it afterwards we'd programmed the shows. But that's Gisto, who's a local artist, well, local from BC anyway, and he's one of the vocalists from Wasabi Collective, who are based out of Nelson, who we actually got to know quite a bit over the past year during the Peak Performance Project that we were involved in. Neither of our bands won any money, but that's all right.
How was that, though?
It was actually a lot of fun, and it was, I mean, that's actually a really great thing for that radio station to do for promoting local music. I mean, they really are going to be launching careers, and it was very educational for all the bands and a really high caliber of music across the board. I mean, everyone was so impressed by how good it was.
For the listeners out there that don't know too much about the Peak, could you give a little bit of a overview?
It's I think they're a radio station that's only about 1 year old, and they invested, I believe, about $5.5 million to do this project over 7 years.
Wow.
And it's 20 bands. I think about 450 bands applied for it, and then they narrowed it down to 20 bands.
And you were one of the 20.
Yep.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Kudos.
Kudos.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Yeah.
And then out of the 20 bands, the top three get its cash prizes. I mean, you have to put it towards artist development and put a whole business plan together.
Not blowing it for Mexico.
Sort of $150,000, $75,000, and $50,000. And I think it's actually January 22nd. The top three bands have been announced, but in no particular order. So there's a big show in the Commodore, which I believe...
I heard about that a little bit.
It's sold out, I think. Oh, unless you're a Music BC member, I think is the only way to scrounge tickets together. But
And it was cool. And, you know, I think what... Really, I mean, the reality of being a band now, and making music is that most people don't want to pay for it and don't pay for it. So the reality is you have to tour, and you have to figure out a way to sell music, kind of craftily. You know, like you have to give a lot of stuff away. And we learned that was the one thing. We had this band camp for a week out in north of Princeton. With like 100 musicians and all these industry people and all and it was really cool just how just it kind of opened up everybody's mind and how the importance of self-marketing now. Before, you know, everybody the dream was to get a label to sign you, but those days are pretty much gone. And it's the whole shift. It's making bands themselves having to be so much more proactive. And
so much more opportunity with social networking these days.
Social networking.
You know, like 5 years ago, bands couldn't really go out there and promote themselves for nothing. You know, I mean, it's a huge medium for bands to self-promote themselves and to network as well too.
would you say that's maybe the biggest thing you guys learned from the Peak performance thing? Was it kind of more the business side, the promotions?
A lot of it was. I mean, a lot of the bands that were in the band camp, because it was 5 days straight of clinics and workshops, and then a lot of fun. I mean, it was an amazing place that they had it on. It's like North America's second longest zip line, and there was a huge lake there, and there was all sorts of activities. But it was... kind of losing my train of thought.
I know, I forgot what you were talking about as well.
Sounds like it wasn't all music.
Sounds like it wasn't all music.
I was going to say is with regards to your point around, you know, the coveted prize of getting a record label deal, is that it seems like the trend now is a lot of bands are actually going, like, shying away from record labels and doing their self-promotion and doing their merchandise off their own bat, because it seems, I mean, and I've been looking at the trends recently, and it just seems like, you know, is it EMI that's like getting is getting bought out and stuff like that, and the record labels are collapsing because they've got this formula from back in the 50s, right?
Yeah.
That they still think is relevant today. But like you said, you know, you can access music anywhere.
There's a huge shift going on.
The whole business plan actually back in the 40s or 50s was actually based off of loan sharking principles.
Which is brilliant. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
I've heard the business can be kind of cutthroat.
Sell your soul to the devil. Excellent. At the crossroads.
Another big shift that I didn't really realize that sort of I learned at the band camp was also the fact that the album isn't necessarily such a big thing anymore. I mean, a lot of bands are really just going for a single at a time. And I mean, an album is really something you sell at a concert. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a lot of because of MP3s. And I mean, people can easily just get the one tune. You know, it's almost like the single's coming back.
Yeah.
Which it's kind of sad in some ways because the idea of crafting an album.
Yeah.
I mean, now, you know, bands like Radiohead are just releasing singles now, which is crazy when you think about Radiohead. And that craft of actually, you know, molding and an album is I don't know if it's going to, I mean, I can't see if
it'll never disappear, but it's no longer has to be the only way, you know.
Is it because we're all ADD and we
one song at a time?
Well, people, you know, that the iTunes, you can just, you know, get the song that you want and
or the four that you want
for 99 cents.
So where do you see the trend in the future going for bands? I mean, it's diversifying your audience base or your touring, or, you know, are you going to start, like, I don't know, doing somersaults on tour or something like that?
Well, I mean, that's the thing is really is you almost want to if you do release a single, I mean, unless you're a band that's already huge, I mean, you almost want to give it away and make it popular, and really bands are making money off touring and merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's where
and publishing.
That's where the revenue stream is coming from. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's another thing that we really sort of realized when we were up there is you know, just get your music out there, give it away.
And there's no such thing like I mean, growing up thinking bands selling out, you hear their song on whatever, on a commercial, but I mean, Franti is a perfect example of that, where a band with such high moral kind of standards, mm-hmm. you would think, and again, yet he's now, you hear songs on like a Virgin commercial or something, because bands are not, it's so hard to sell your music that mm-hmm. publishing is such a huge, and it's also a way of getting your music out there and getting mm-hmm. your message out there. So I remember when I heard it, and whenever I heard Spearhead's song on a Virgin commercial, my first reaction was like, what?
Yeah.
you do get like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was like, wait a second.
Yeah.
But it's survival, right? And he's been doing it for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if that pays for his next album, I don't mind.
Yeah. Me too.
And it's one thing, I mean, not that I'm saying that I watched The Hills, but yeah. I think it's like once watching a car accident. You're like, ugh. But those kind of shows that I've noticed is that they are, you know, at the bottom, they say that now playing is such and such,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, Grand Analog, another great Canadian band, yeah. someone was telling me they heard one of their songs on Beverly Hills 90210, and I was like, yeah. oh, the horror! But you have to, you know, exactly, you can't sell albums anymore, so yeah. to speak.
Gotta make it happen somehow.
Gotta be a bit understanding.
Speaking of Michael Franti, why don't we play your next mixtape song?
Yep.
Do you want to introduce?
Yep, this is Light Up Your Lighter, and this actually, stepping back a little bit first, it's off Yell Fire. He actually has a great DVD out called I Know I'm Not Alone, which I don't know if any of you have seen it, but it's
heard of it, but never seen it.
He travels to the Middle East and to Afghanistan and the Gaza Strip, and you know, wearing no shoes and a guitar on his back, and he gets kids singing everywhere, and it's a very enlightening DVD. Mm. I'd recommend it for anyone who's slightly a Michael Franti fan or maybe becoming. But this is Light Up Your Lighter by Michael Franti.
By Michael Franti, Free Flow's third pick on Are You Aware Mixtapes. Enjoy.
It never makes no sense. It never makes no sense. Fire, fire, fire. Light up your lighter. Fire, fire, fire. Armageddon is a deadly day. Armageddon is a deadly way. They're coming for you every day. While senators on a holiday. The army recruiters in the parking lot. Hustling the kids, they're juggling pot. Listen, young man, listen to my plan. Gonna make you money, gonna make you a man. Bam, bam. Here's what you get, an M16 and a Kevlar vest. You might come home with one less leg, but this thing will surely keep a bullet at your chest. So come on, come on, sign up, come on. This one's nothing like Vietnam, except for the bullets, except for the bombs, except for the youth that's gone. So we keep it on. Smart bomb kill. How many of them do you think we got? The general says we never miss a shot. And we never, ever, ever keep a body count. We're killing so efficiently we can't keep count. In the Afghan hills, the rebels still fighting. Opium fields keep on providing the best heroin that money can buy. And nobody knows where Osama been hiding. The press conferences keep on lying like we don't know. So we keep it on. Light up your light.
machine guns on a New York transit line. The war for oil is a war for the beast. The war on terror is a war on peace. Telling you they're gonna protect you, and telling you if they support the troops, and don't let them fool you with the milk and honey. No, they only want your money. One step forwards and two step back. One step forward and two step back. Why the veterans get no respect? PTSD and a broken back. Take a look at where your money's gone. Seen. Take a look at what they spend it on. No excuses, no illusions. Light up your lighter, bring them home. So we keep it on. Light up your lighter, yeah.
AMS Events and CITR 101.9 FM present Wood Pigeons CD Release Party with special guest Chris Smith, Saturday, January 16th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Die Stadt Musikanten is Wood Pigeons' third full-length album. The 15 tracks move and contort like a film soundtrack. That's Wood Pigeon and Chris Smith at the Biltmore Cabaret, Saturday, January 16th. Doors at 8 p.m. Brought to you by AMS Events and CITR 101.9 FM.
So we're back with Free Flow on Are You Aware Mixtapes. That was their third and final pick for their mixtape. It was Michael Franti with Light Up Your Lighter.
They have one more.
Wow, yeah, kind of. Their own, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's coming up, I guess, for you guys? Anything coming down the pipelines for Free Flow?
Yeah, we've just come out of the studio and finished a brand new track, which we're gonna have a stab at getting other radio stations to play as well. So we're gonna be releasing a new single that we're pretty excited about, probably in April.
Cool. We'll make sure that me and Fleur get a copy. We'll
absolutely.
We'll definitely get you on the airwaves. Yeah. And what's the song gonna be called?
It's Sunny Days.
Sunny Days.
It even features me on the banjo.
How long have you been playing the banjo for?
I've been a closet banjo player for quite a while, 6 or 7 years.
Because you usually play bass.
Bass,
correct?
Yeah.
Wow, bass to banjo.
Yeah.
You can do it all.
Yeah.
Do you still have your rapper in tow?
We don't want to talk about him.
Oh, okay. No. I should have asked you.
We've downsized due to the economy.
Oh, okay, right. Yes,
downsizing.
I understand. No, moving on.
So, the last track in your mixtape is one of your own.
It is.
And do you want to introduce it?
It is. This is Please Don't Say by Free Flow.
Cool. And I guess just before we go into that, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, I'm going to plug you twice.
Okay.
That sounded weird.
Yeah, that does sound
apologies. Invasive. I'm sorry. So tomorrow night you're going up to Pemberton.
Yes.
Fun.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice and cold and snowy.
Well, we'll see how it goes. It might be raining up there. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We'll see what the conditions are like. We might be hitting Whistler on the way back down.
For some snowboarding?
Yeah. Snowboarding slash skiing. We got a bit of
both. I'm jealous.
Band. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, so that's fun.
I'll be happy if that happens, because the only time I've been up to the hill, unfortunately, was in Fort McMurray so far this year.
Wow.
And I know what my favorite three runs are, because that's how many they had open.
Yeah, I did them all.
The only ski hill I've ever been to, where when you get to it, you're at the top of the hill, and you ski down to the river.
Oh, nice, nice.
42 seconds. But yes, we're looking forward to playing our show in Pemberton.
Yes.
So if you want to check out Free Flow, they're tomorrow night at the Pemberton Hotel, and then back down in Vancouver at the Backstage Lounge on the 29th of January, which is a Friday.
The 10-year anniversary
party. For the
10-year
anniversary party. There's going to be shots on stage, I imagine, and craziness.
What is 10 years? Is that like, it's not...
Is it silver? No.
Is it silver? Brass? Bronze?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either.
Are you guys going to have a commitment ceremony again?
It is definitely reason to celebrate, though.
It is. And if you haven't seen Free Flow, definitely go down. It's high energy, super fun, and great to dance to.
Excellent. Here's a preview. Here's Please Don't Say by Free Flow. Enjoy.
Got enough of you. Problem with my heart that it loves to brute you. Talk to ya, walk to ya, touch you, I can't get enough of ya. Never understood why you walked away, why you did say the things that you did say. Said you couldn't get enough of me. Now I realize that a talk is cheap, yeah. Now you're coming back, say you made a mistake. Oh, pretty baby, now it's much too late, yeah. Had a chance to steal my heart. Fear walked in like a shark in the dark, yeah. Now I'm thinking that this job there is done. Wave goodbye like a fool on the run. Three sort of words they seem to repeat. So sweet, I can't go deaf, baby, not for a day, yeah. Please don't say you love me. I can't change the way I feel. Now I'm running away, why'd you drop me? First time I laid my eyes on you, self-defense was of no use. Imagined you were only a dream. Love comes around and I flee the scene. Second time around I asked it me. You were standing on the corner of Church and Queen. You smiled and my stare did hit the ground. I knew I was hooked, no escape for me now. Third time I knew there was no reprieve. Heart skipping fast like a stone on a stream. Get down on my knees and pray. Take to God that you're such a beauty. I knew it was much too late. Answer my soul inside my body. Show me just a little mercy. Don't say that you love me. Please don't say you love me. Cause we've been through this before. Won't be taking down, no, not on this path. Please don't say you love me. Cause I know the time is right. It might take all day, it might take all night. Someone like a lighter, with a little dancer girl. You know my love and I do. So time to shake your ding. And goes a little bit something like this. Let's go. Myself a dancehall girl, myself a dancehall girl. Love her in the evening, I'ma rock my world. Myself a dancehall girl, dancehall girl. Love her every time, myself I can't get her number. Myself a dancehall girl, dancehall girl. Love her in the evening, I'ma rock my world. Myself a dancehall girl, dancehall girl. Love her every time, myself I can't get her number. Myself a dancehall girl, dancehall girl. Love her in the evening, I'ma rock my world. Myself a dancehall girl, dancehall girl. Love her every time, myself I can't. Please don't say you love me. God, we've been through this before. Won't be taking you back, no doubt on the dance floor. Please don't say you love me. Cause I know your time is right. It might take all day, it might take all night, yeah. Please don't say you love me. Please don't say you love me, baby. Please don't say you love me. Please don't say you love me, baby.
you love me.
Refusing to listen. Why are these troops on a mission? Why are they shooting these victims over their view of religion? Yet why do we all search for love like we got Cupid's addiction? Why would politicians, you can't tell the truth from the fiction? Why do we pollute where we're living? Why are these youth put at risk? And why is this ruling dominion kept us consuming this prison? Nah, nah, nah. I won't jump through the hoops of the system. Nothing stands between you and the pursuit of your vision. I grab a loop of this rhythm. It puts the juice in my pistons to jump back, react, spit in the boots with precision. And when I'm cruising with ism, yeah, I'm deucing the split. And it's a B&E show, bitch. Getting loose was a given. I don't want them to look back when the future is written. And know we killed ourselves with nuclear fission and stupid decisions. Shit, I'd rather an asteroid do for collision than know the planet got fucked by the human condition. Sing the tune with conviction.
All I know is the sun is shining. Yeah, we fight all through the night. While the birds are melting and the sea is rising. I don't know.
I'm an old school poet. Yeah, yo, 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 I'm an old school poet. I cherish the ink, that cosmic cowboy that doesn't care what they think. Real magic isn't card tricks, big cribs and cars, bitch. It's making something out of nothing through this hardship. And even though that the earth is weak, we still bomb each other and idle what the churches speak. It's like this land is either run by labor or liberal, but don't get it twisted, they're the same as the criminal. So open your eyes, simply notice the issue that we stuck to our guns without promoting the pistol. And we orchestrated the sound that we all love. Split because of color, but bound because of blood. So before we all blow and they sell the scene, know that the only thing that's bulletproof is my self-esteem. See, this is way beyond cash and ego tripping. It's an epic electric SO ecosystem. Grow with me.
And all I know is the sun is shining. Yet we fight all through the night. While the bergs are melting and the sea is rising. I don't know, so I ask for what.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Alone again, wondering where you have been. Your lonely voice calls across the starlit coast, reaching out to be seen. She cries your name three times again. She cries. And what we see is a trick to be seen. She keeps crying out your name, but her scream sounds the same. How fickle fate can be. She cries your name three times again. Will leave you cold, living out an ideal. She cries your name three times again. She cries your name. How long can this love remain? She cries your name. Yeah.
listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9. And at the top of that set, we had our last track from Free Flow's mixtape, which was Please Don't Say.
Gotta thank those guys for coming into the studio.
They were fun. That was our first band interview, and I have to say, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was cool.
And they're socially conscious, they're involved.
Yeah.
They have cool stuff to talk about. So, yeah, props for Free Flow.
Definitely.
We heart you.
Yeah, for sure.
Then we had Bliss and Esso, which is a hip-hop band from Kangaroolandia,
Australia. Home of Fleur.
Home of Fleur, that's right. There's no other famous Australians there. They are a great band. They've been around for a while. They've toured with people like Cypress Hill, Naughty by Nature, Jurassic 5, and The Roots in Australia. They did a met with the Touring Zulu Connections Choir and recorded a version of Citizen Cope's song Bullet and a Target back in 2007. And they actually gave the proceeds from that single, all the sales from that single were given to the Oak Tree Foundation, which is an Australian-based, youth-based aid and development foundation. And it's run by volunteers under the age of 26. And they focus on ending global poverty. They've done a lot around Make Poverty History campaign.
Yeah, didn't they organize a Make Poverty History road trip?
Did I hear that? So anyone who doesn't know Make Poverty History, basically, it's a global coalition of about 50 to 100 nonprofit organizations that focus on lobbying the government and making people more aware about the Millennium Development Goals in 2000 that a lot of the governments in the G8 and extended pledged that they were going to reduce poverty by 2015 and reduce the debt, like cancel the debt to the 45 of the poorest nations, and they have done some of that. All the governments pledged 0.7% of their GDP to aid to development and aid, and unfortunately I think there's only like 3 of the governments that have done that in
really?
Europe.
Yeah. Wow.
Australia is up at 0.5. Canada is lagging behind at around 0.3 from what I recall. So they have been really active in the Make Poverty History campaign in Australia, and they've done some really cool, innovative stuff. Right now, they're organising the Make Poverty History Road Trip.
Oh, that's currently being organised. Yeah, okay, I know I heard something about that.
Yeah, they've done a Make Poverty History concert a few years ago, which was telecasted around Australia, and that had Bono and Pearl Jam play at that show.
Awesome.
For free.
And some big names.
The Jets, I think, flew home for the show and stuff like that. So it's really awesome that they did that. In 2007, that's right, they started in 2007 with this road trip. It's now 2010. They do it every year to raise awareness and funds for the Make Poverty History campaign. And people just drive from all over Australia and meet in Victoria at the end of March, I think it is.
Oh, okay. So they're a pretty big band back in Australia?
Yeah, they had at the Make Poverty History show they had in 2007, they had the John Butler Trio.
Oh, awesome. Which, love them.
Yeah, everyone knows them. And Eskimo Joe, I don't know.
I've heard of them, I think through you probably.
Probably
you
introduced through me. They're from my state, Western Australia, so we got to give them props from that. And holy moly, I can't even think. Oh, who was it? Split Ends, I think, which is old school Australian band and stuff like that. So yeah, and they all played for free, and it's a really innovative foundation. So if you just Google Oak Tree Foundation Australia, it'll come up, and they have some really innovative stuff, and it's really cool to see that like a lot of young people getting involved. So.
Yeah, that last song was Beth Orton with "She Cries Your Name," pretty cool track.
It is.
She has a great voice.
It's an old song now, back in '95 or whatever. And Beth Orton is a English artist. She's been around for a while. She's contributed to War Child's Hope album. She's also a supporter of Fair Trade, which is an initiative run by Oxfam and a lot of other organisations about trying to get some fair trade for farmers in developing nations. Yeah. So any fair trade product you see out in the market actually has a stamp on it, and that tells you that where this product was made, it was you know, good working conditions, the person that made the product got paid at a good rate and things like that, so they can sustain their livelihood.
Yeah.
So it's
excellent.
Really important.
Excellent. Next coming up is Anti-Flag. They're actually playing in Seattle, Washington on January 20th at El Corazon. So,
are you going to go down?
I don't know. I think I'll be away, but they're a great punk rock band from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's, you know, worth the trip to Seattle to check them out. They're very vocal about politics, particularly American politics. A lot of their material is very politically charged, and they're usually getting involved with charities as often as possible. And something they've been involved with recently was, I don't even know if I pronounce this correctly, but it's called Emmaus, and it's a UK charity dedicated to providing would-be homeless people with shelter and work, actually, as well. Work usually collecting and sorting, reselling donated furniture and household goods, stuff like that. So here's Anti-Flag with Sodom, Gomorrah, and Washington, D.C. from their latest album called The People or the Gun.
In 1963, French artist Robert Filliot declared that on January 17th, art was born 1 million years ago when someone dropped a dry sponge into a bucket of water.
Okay.
Who that man was is not important. He is dead. But art lives on.
He comes from southern France, Filliot.
Many artists and art organizations celebrate the birthday of art each year on January 17th.
And this awareness makes you feel good.
We feel good.
Now,
I will electrify the grid.
January 17th, CITR 101.9 Vancouver unwraps another 24 hours of radio art. Art's 1,046th birthday. Midnight to midnight at CITR 101.9 FM. Online at CITR.ca.
After hearing all of these things, you're probably saying, what's the use of going on? There's no hope.
I'm Shani from Inepsi. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Now.
About is Bleak.
Is that so?
Oh, so that is. I mean, just take a look around.
Bleak brought this from me a year ago, man. This is a rare out-of-print bird.
Look, I'm a delivery man making deliveries. Any static, take it over Bleak.
Bleak, two E's, one K. Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Hey guys, yes, it's Bleak in here with you live today in the studio on CITR, Exquisite Corpse Radio, right here on the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, where we are a month away from the Olympic Games, less than a month away. Are we excited? Not so much, I guess. But nevertheless, we'll be here and we'll be witnessing what happens, and God only knows. This week I've got something special for you. Like you just heard, the PSA. It's a recycled PSA, like the one we used last year for 24 Hours of Radio Art. And that's my voice there, yes. 24 Hours of Radio Art comes up Sunday. It is 24 hours, as advertised. It is a celebration of art's birthday. Art, the creative act, as an entity. And we're gearing up for that. Now, I got some material from Phineas Narco from National Cynical Network that I'm going to be playing for you tonight, and we're going to get to that in a few minutes here. I'll start you off tonight with Tortoise and an album called Beacons of Ancestorship. This is a newest, kind of a new thing from them. She came out in June, I believe. So here's the first track, High Class Slim Came Floating In, Exquisite Corpse.